there is a line from a beautiful song by Srila Narottam Das Thakur, where he was praying for the mercy of Sri Advaita Acharya. It is on page 96. Jaya Kono Sita Pati Adwaita Gosai.
Jaya Kono Sita Pati Adwaita Gosai.
Jaya Kono Sita Pati Adwaita Gosai.
Prasad at the house. from Advaita Acharya. And right where this wall ends behind us, that at that time was the Ganges. So we are now in a very sacred place, because this is the actual place on the bank of the Ganges where Sri Advaita Acharya called for the Lord to appear in this world. We discussed this briefly when we visited the holy birth site of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at the Yoga Peak. Advaita Acharya, being most merciful and compassionate, could understand that in Kali Yuga, no avatar, not even any empowered person, could deliver the condition of these people suffering due to sinful karma. Proud, envious, lust and greed, illusion and anger. So he decided only Sri Krishna himself, if he appears personally, can he provide the opportunity for these fallen souls' entrance back to Godhead. So he read in one shastra that the Supreme Lord of Sri Krishna, he always fulfills the desire of his devotee who cries out his holy name and offers him with great devotion the water from the Ganges and the leaves from the sacred Tulsi. So Advaita Acharya, he came to this very spot on bank of Ganga. And he would worship his form of Krishna, of Shalagram Shila, by profusely offering the sacred celestial waters of Ganga, by offering beautiful fresh tulsi leaves to his lotus feet. And with a loud voice he would cry out, begging, pleading, appealing to the Lord to come to this world to deliver the suffering condition of humanity. And because his prayers were full of love, full of compassion, it were these prayers of Sri Advaita that caused the most magnificent incarnation of all incarnations to appear in this mortal world. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, in one place, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he told Advaita that I am only here on this earth due to your prayers. And there is a very confidential and mysterious story that is narrated in the Chaitanya Charitamrita of the Lila. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt that it was, that his mission in this world had been fulfilled, he decided it was time for him to again depart, to unmanifest from this world and return to the spiritual realm. So at that time, Sri Advaita Acharya, understanding his mind, he spoke He said, "It is by your invitation that I have come to this world. And now, with your permission, you are giving me permission to go." So this is the greatness and the glory of Sri Advaita Acharya. It was by his divine desire, by his mercy upon you. You see,
many, the mercy of the great souls is not simply for the masses, because the masses are composed of individual personalities. The mercy of the Lord, the mercy of the great, empowered devotees of the Lord, although their mercy, like the sun, shines to light the whole mass of all living entities, simultaneously, their mercy is very specially directed and personally toward you, as a person, as an individual. It is Sri Advaita Charja that called Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to come to this world to deliver you. And it is by the mercy of your spiritual master, the sadhus, that they have delivered this mercy and planted that seed in your heart. So we should pray to the Lord with a very sincere heart, that we may become purified, that we may become purified instruments in his hands. We should pray to Sri Advaita Acharya that following in the footsteps of our Guru Maharaj, following in the footsteps of all the great sadhus, who are all in the line of Advaita, that we may somehow or other purify these filthy hearts so that we can be suitable instruments in assisting them in their great mission of showing compassion to humanity, indeed to all living entities. That is the greatest prayer. That is the greatest service. Krishna says, there is no servant more dear to me than he who sacrifices everything to show compassion to others. This is a very difficult state to attain, because this state can only be attained when we become utterly detached from our own selfish motivations and our own petty, insignificant desires to enjoy this world. Therefore, we should pray to Guru and Krishna, especially to Sri Advaita, who is the Acharya in this regard, Supreme Acharya, that we may purify our so that in a small way we can give our lives to assisting in this most magnificent mission of the Harinam Sankirtan movement. Hare Krishna.